This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up a bit later in the show, before we're done, I'm going to keep it vague. We'll give you a chance to win a pair of advanced screening passes to national champions, and we have a pair of tickets to the Washington Capitals game against the Anaheim Ducks. It's coming up Monday, December 6th, so keep listening for your chance to win those prizes, because they're coming up at some point. TBD. Joined now on the BetQL guest hotline by John Keim, who covers the Washington football team for ESPN and ESPN.com, probably bleary-eyed after a late night at FedEx Field. What's up, John? Good morning. How are you?
What up, fellas? How are you guys?
Hey, you saw this coming, right? You saw this coming after the bye. They're 2-6, worst secondary in the league. You saw this coming, right, this three-game run?
I mean, I predicted this, so I don't know. Anybody who disputes that is lying, because in my mind I said this. So, of course. You know what you saw? Here's what I saw going into the break. They were playing better. They were a little bit more consistent. Against Green Bay, against Denver, they looked better. The defense was better. You could see the impact of some of the moves and some of the, I guess, the quote-unquote coming together in the secondary playing better. Then you saw the offense moving the ball a lot better, just not in the red zone. But you saw a team that was also getting hurt and coming up short. So it would be hard. It would have been, so you could see signs of like, well, they're playing better. But, you know, to see a sign where they flip that switch like this, no, that was tough, because, you know, Taylor Heinicke playing better. The run game a lot more committed and consistent. And then the defense just a lot better. So, so go ahead. You know, like, so when they're in L.A. in February, I'll say I predicted that too.
Hey, John, I guess they're not that concerned about the hairline fracture in Gibby Shin, because he's getting a massive workload post bye week.
He is. And I think, you know, even he had said that he was feeling a lot better as well a couple weeks ago. And you can see it in some of the runs where he's running with a lot more power. And I think the ability to cut is a lot better. So you can see that. I think that's part of the success, is that he is feeling better. But the commitment has been, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's been pretty strong, and it helps when you're playing from ahead most of the time. I think that's what's kind of amazing during this whole stretch, is that, you know, most of the time they're either with a lead or right there. So. He's running well, and it's, you know, it's more than just like him, his shin getting better, but like that is, I think, a part of it, no doubt.
I wonder though, this could have been just the plan all along, but they were always getting behind. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? And
yeah,
because you saw, like, I remember a couple games tweeting, like, you know, when they were losing the last couple games, that hey, I like how they've remained committed to the run, and it wasn't. Again, I always pick on my guy, Chris Russell, but it's not like, you know, I don't go into every season saying you should run the ball 80% of the time and you can never pass on first down. That's Chris's shtick. Hey, Chris, I hope you're listening. but you know what I mean? Like, it's not really about that, but it's about what this team's identity, I felt, should be. And when you look at the talent and all that, that's what you felt it should be. I think Taylor Heinicke operates better that way. And I think that, so I think there was at times a commitment to it, or desire to be committed to it, but the game kind of turned away
right
from that. But I know, like, there were guys in that locker room who that's what they wanted their identity to be, because that's what they felt like where the talent should dictate that it is. And so whether or not it was just score, I don't know if it was just score. Sometimes it's figuring out, hey, what is it that you do best, or getting to that point where you can do it. I mean, I think John Bates's ascension has helped as well. I think he's a really good blocker in line. So little things like that, but I do think that the lead, I think, helps. And then, of course, then the defense is playing a lot better. I mean, they're getting off the field on third downs now. They weren't before. So you didn't have as many possessions.
Huge difference.
So I think there's a number of reasons, but I do think, like, you know, playing with the lead and all that helps. And I just, you know, it also could just be a simple, this is what we have to do type mentality.
Right. And McKissick is so valuable.
Huge.
You know, he just is. I mean, I feel like you can throw to him every time. I mean, he always gets open. He's got great hands. He's got speed. He's got great jukes. I mean, he's just valuable.
When they signed him, and when you go back and watch like his games in Detroit, my first thought was, what the hell were the Lions doing not getting this guy the ball more? Because it wasn't like he just had a good game here or there. It was why he would have a good game and his ability to make defenders miss. And you saw that, and he has just good hands. And like there are a couple runs yesterday. His first run was a 6-yard run, and you go back and look at it, it's like, where's the hole? It was his quickness through the hole that got it, because there's no hesitation, no fears. It's boom, boom. You see it go, and it's 6 yards because he's quick through there. It's a little thing like that. And then just in the pass game, he does have the ability to make a guy miss, but man, does he turn it up quick. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing, and perhaps, I don't know if this is underrated or not, because it's not underrated to the players, but that guy is one of the most popular players on that roster in the locker room. Hmm. You know, players love him. And so I think he adds some energy. That's why, like, you know, his contract is up. I mean, I'd be shocked if they don't re-sign him, because I think he's that valuable. I mean, he is legit one of the best third down backs
in the league. And he's underpaid. Yeah. He's only making $1.5 million. JK?
Yeah, no, that was a fantastic sign. I mean, you've got he and Logan Thomas the same, you know, it's why, and this has been my little thing this week, because when you look at this roster, there's a lot of little signings that I think have been really good for them, and those are two of them, but it's why, when we get to free agency, people need to remember, if you don't sign a big name right away, it's not the end of the world.
Talking to John Keim, covers the Washington football team for ESPN and ESPN.com. So, the secondary has had a great turnaround. You're a guy that watches film. We've heard about Landon Collins' role changing, but what else have you seen that has made them much better on the back end?
I think, you know, it's funny because the coverage has just been better. I mean, you're not seeing these open guys on 3rd and 15 like you saw mm-hmm. in the Chargers game. And I think Kendall Fuller has played really, really well the last 5 weeks or so. And I think having those three safety sets, but when I say two, it's Cam Curl and Landon Collins out there together. Because what that has done, and I think Bobby McCain getting more comfortable with what they're doing. So all of that, like Curl and Collins are very versatile in what they're asked to do. And Cam can play deep half, or he's going to drop to the middle and let McCain rotate to the deep middle. And it's just a different look. And you saw that yesterday. Like there was one time early, with their disguises, they're holding them a lot better. So they're moving more after the snap than maybe a second or two before the snap now. So they're able to hold disguises better because of a deeper comfort level, and also having the ability to disguise more who's coming, who's going to drop, who's going to go to where. And so I think that adds up. And I think the pressure's been pretty good, but I think some of that pressure comes because the quarterback's not hit your third or fifth step. Boom, there's an open guy on 3rd and 12. You're just not seeing that. And I think like the Rivera will always use the word connect. You've got to connect to your guy more, and they're doing a better job of that. But again, I look at Kendall Fuller too. I think he's played really well. Danny Johnson has come in and done a nice job when he's had to play. And I think, you know, it's funny because he doesn't play a ton of snaps every game, but when he does, he is effective.
Yeah, you know, just kind of to that vein, I also think Jack Del Rio is coming into his own. You know, we've been saying, and again, we're fans, so we don't know anything. Maybe they've been calling the same stuff all along, and the players just haven't been executing. But, like, Scott Turner seems to be coming into his own and understanding this lineup and who he can use, and Taylor's distributing the ball well. I feel like Jack, especially since Chase and Montez have been out, he's been bringing more pressure, right? Not just relying on the front four.
You have to be a little bit more creative, right? Yeah. You have to be a little more creative. And I think you know, you're doing some stunts more. I mean, one of their first pass rushes last night was a stunt with both ends. Both Smith-Williams and Tuhill were the ones who were getting, who were pressuring Russell on the play. I think there's something to that on both sides. Mm-hmm. And I also think, like, having, again, there's a combination of factors, and it's that, because you know you have to create some things different ways because you don't have certain guys out there. And then also, again, the ability with the safeties, the two safeties, to disguise things better and to say, okay, who's coming where. And then Landon Collins is just playing really well. And there was a run early in the game, I don't know if you remember, it was like a one-yard loss. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching that this morning, and it's like you see him the minute – he saw the formation, and you see a guy go in motion, and you could just see something clicking him. He steps up like a guy. He's like, you can just see in his head, I know what's coming. And he gets a run blitz, a tackle for a 1 yard loss. Yeah. And I think, like, the thing I've always liked with him is, like, when he sees it, man, he goes. And that is invaluable to have a guy like that. I mean, it's, you know, I really think that what he's doing has been a huge part of this D.
John, did you get a chance to ask Ron any questions about the kicking situation, the way that unfolded? You know, I understand that Tress was the backup, and he's a lefty, and that kind of throws things, right? Because now your holder has to hold on a side he's probably not comfortable with, and it's not your regular holder. So I get all that. Was there ever any consideration to give him a look at it? Because let's be honest, if we had our regular kicker, that game's not even close yesterday.
Correct. No, it's not. And no, it did not sound like there was.
Yeah.
In Tress Way's mind, there may have been the way, and Tress did kind of like a little stand-up routine in the press in the interview room afterwards. But Rivera was like, no. He said he went and watched the quote unquote the operation at one point. Or Nate Katcher did, the special teams coach.
Yeah.
So he asked Nate. He's like, nah, we can't do that because you're changing. You know, you're changing not just the holder or the kicker, but the holder.
Yeah.
And the holder was really good. And so Kyle Allen hasn't done that in the game, and Tress Way hasn't done that in the game. So what are the chances that it's going to work in a game with a live rush? It's asking a lot. And, you know, so it did not sound like that was really ever an option. And you're right, though. If they had a kicker, I mean, if they have a kicker, then it's the game's over with a couple minutes left.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, we can all write without fear of having to tear it up because it might be overtime. So, but, you know, what would be a game without some little...
They might have their fourth kicker this year.
They're going to have to sign somebody, right?
They're going to have their fourth kicker.
They're going to have fourth kicker this week. Yeah.
They're going to, I don't see... Listen, the way he went down on that one, it'd be hard to see him get back up a week later and play. You know, it just... But we'll see. We'll know more today, but... It would be difficult to see that. And the sad part for them and for Joey Sly is that he'd been doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was like, he was perfect. I think it was 6 for 6 on field goals and 5 of 5
on the block.
And I don't even know that it was him because it looked like the guy there was an overload on that side and he got through pretty easily.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just that maybe you guys had a better replay on TV of if the trajectory was too low. But, you know,
he just got in there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, so like, but Sly had been doing really well and solidified that because, you know, I would say this, like, if that guy had been there from the minute I know he wasn't available, but if they had cut Dustin Hopkins for this guy, you know, you could be looking at a win in Denver, too. So, it's unfortunate.
John, thanks as always for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right, man.
John,
thank you, John.
Kahn
appreciate
covers
it.
The Washington football team for ESPN and ESPN.com. Don't forget, coming up in just about half an hour at 8:25, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Washington football team, Ron Rivera, at 8:25 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.